What up, people? This is episode 212, and this is the first episode of 2021. And as I found out as we were recording this a few nights ago, this is the third straight year that Nerdcast J appeared on the first episode of a new year. And to be honest, we even referenced it on here that he's essentially part of the show. Maybe we can start calling him Bombcast J. I don't know. I don't know if he's ready. But all of that said, this episode is all about Marvel Cinematic Universe, and more specifically, the investors meeting that happened a few months ago and all the news that came out of that. So I'm not sure if you guys are aware. Some of you may, and some of you may not, but there was a popular phrase started in the 60s back when Stan Lee started producing the letter columns, or publishing the letter columns at the end of comic books. People would just, it was this organic thing that happened. People would always sign off, "Make mine Marvel." So that became a big Marvel slogan, even a part of the Marvel fan club. So this episode is entitled "Make Mine Marvel ...MCU. And we go over, I believe it's 20 plus properties that are coming out via Disney Plus or the theater. So, yeah, that's what it's about. And then, obviously, at the end of it, we throw it to Missy and do some other stuff. So, now I'm done rambling. I'm not going to get into a message board thing here. I need to really start working on that and getting the message out to people to tell me what they want me to say. So, if you've got anything that you want me to promote, this is where I will promote it. Otherwise, this episode you're going to listen to right after the bomb hits here in about, oh, now. Even though you're not always a loud guy,
yeah,
you're quiet, so the levelator has to go bring you up.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about wearing my mic with you because you don't ever back way away from the mic and you don't ever scream into the mic. Well, get high pitched in the mic like Bender, so I can know once you get your spot, I can take those off and we're good. Because, you know, I don't mind wearing them. In fact, when we're in public, we wear them.
Yeah.
But when we're here, it's just so much easier to not have to wear them. Less sweaty.
Yeah. When we were doing the big group stuff, we'd all have, like, earbuds or something in, and that drove me nuts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I get it. You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, then we are back. I guess we can say officially Happy New Year. It's the first show of 2021.
Yeah, I think this is the third year in a row I'm here for the first one.
That's weird. And it's like... And it's probably, what, the fourth or fifth show out of 7 weeks that you've been here?
Something like that.
So you've joined the show.
Yeah,
is what has happened. I like it. You made the comment on New Year's, on the New Year's show, that you just weaseled your way in.
Yeah.
Poor Badger. At one point, he was the unofficial number two, and you just kicked him clean off.
Yeah, I know. He'll get back.
Yeah, he'll be back again someday. But to be honest with you, on this episode, he'd be worthless because we're going to... Well, actually, I take that back. I would say he's going to be worthless because we're going to talk about everything MCU in 2021 and beyond. In fact, we're going to talk about... Well, we'll get to it in a second, but he did spend the pandemic going in chronological order watching all of the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Now, he did skip the ones that you could skip, like the Incredible Hulk and things like that, but I bet he could weigh in. The only problem he could do is for characters like Moon Knight and some stuff coming up, he wouldn't have any frame of reference.
The new stuff.
WandaVision and things like that. But all those, even though he knows those characters, he wouldn't understand the significance of what WandaVision is what direction and what it's, you know, it's taking from. But anyway, so what we're going to do is we're going to get it. And of course, I didn't introduce that Jay's here with me. There's no Bender. He couldn't make it tonight. There's no Missy because she, quote unquote, didn't want to talk about nerd shit. She's going to drink wine until we come upstairs. So that's where we're at. It's just you and I. Of course, Tom's still in isolation in his fortress of solitude, so to speak. And we're going to talk about, kind of like we did with Matt F. Basler when he was on here on episode 210, we broke down all of the Star Wars announcements from the annual Disney investors meeting. This time, you and I are going to try to break down all of the Marvel stuff. And I got to tell you, I got a cramp typing all this shit out.
Oh, yeah.
It is a lot of stuff. If you go, you know, I do bullet points, try to do my little scripts here. So it goes from A to V.
Yeah.
That's how many little bullet points we got. And I think I could have went further because I think I combined a couple. I don't know. We'll see as we go down it. But so here's what I want to do. I went and ordered order of what they announced on the thing. So not by date or anything like that. And then as we talk, when you get and we'll talk about we're going to talk about every one of them. So but as we go, any like anything you really want to talk, say, hey, that's what I'm really anxious for. Or we can just wait till the end and talk about like that. So first up, very first thing they led with was the aforementioned WandaVision.
Yes.
Which will be debuting here on Disney Plus in a matter of a week.
Yeah, a week from Friday.
Yeah, January 15th. Do you like the Friday releases?
I do. It's a family thing for us now where on Friday we've been sitting down watching Mandalorian. Now we'll stick with these Marvel shows that are coming out.
It gives you the weekend, too. If you can't get to it on Friday, like, if they release it on Monday, there's most likely an entire week of me not being able to get to it.
Right.
If they release it on Friday, I know the internet's only got, like, a little window to fuck me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I should say this. One note I did have. This is Marvel's plan of attack, assuming a pandemic doesn't fuck them this year or next year, so...
I think the TV shows are pretty much set at this point. It's the movies we'll have to worry about.
Yeah, I think because of how small... Yeah, movie sets are just bigger.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's absolutely right. So, WandaVision. New trailer debuted.
Yep.
I don't know. There was a little bit of... not as many Easter eggs as some of the things we're going to mention here in another trailer coming up. But it is... I got to tell you, there's not one thing in here that I'm not excited for.
Oh, I know.
But I'm super excited for WandaVision.
And there's a lot of potential, too, for the next overall story starting here with the multiverse and the potential Young Avengers.
Yeah, it's... Well, absolutely. And it's also, talking about potential story setup, it's Marvel doing something they weren't able to do at all. I mean, we talk about how amazing they did with Phase 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's what... We're going into Phase 4, right?
Yeah.
So Phase 1, 2, and 3, they accomplished... unparalleled things in movie history.
Yeah.
They pulled off weaving multiple franchises, multiple stories into one big overarching story that not only did it pay off, but it's arguably one of the most seminal moments in cinematic history. I mean, Endgame is a colossal achievement.
Yes, it is.
They did that while not having all of their properties, while Fox had a bunch, while Netflix had a bunch.
Yep.
And they hinted that all that stuff was tied together. Netflix did a good job of not using those characters, but tying it all together.
Right.
Now, though, they're not. It's going to be super interesting to see what happens, because now not only are we going to get these big movies, which some of them we'll talk about here, and certainly the world's going to be waiting with bated breath as to what the next Avengers is going to look like.
Yeah.
But they're going to control it from TV show up.
Right, because, I mean, even with TV shows, with, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they didn't do anything with that. That was all Marvel TV at the time, which is now gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's them. Yep. Kevin Feige, the most powerful man in Hollywood, I think, right now.
Possibly.
He's in charge, and I got to tell you, even when they've quote-unquote laid a stinker, those stinkers have been pretty tasty.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. And what I'm excited about with WandaVision, for those that don't know, it was, Tom or Tim King?
Tom King.
The book he wrote.
The Vision?
The Vision.
Yeah.
They're pulling a lot from that in terms of some of the look, some of the Easter eggs you do see is from that series. The slight spoiler, I mean, it's not a real spoiler for people because the show hasn't came out, so none of us know, but the thing with the kids that we talked about, there's a hint of all that. And the exciting thing is it's going to be vastly different than anything that we've seen so far from Marvel.
Yeah, and... I think people that don't necessarily know what's coming with this are going to be very surprised with the different feels of the TV shows they're going for.
I think the theme of Phase 4 in general, as we go down this, is it's going to be different.
Oh, yeah. And they don't even have to tie it all together. They could have multiple bigger storylines going on throughout different things.
Well, then let's go ahead and segue into the next thing that they announced.
The one thing they said this week, though, it's 9 episodes. And it's going to lead right into Falcon and Winter Soldier. So there won't even be a week off in between.
Right,
those.
Yeah. And I was going to bring that up when we get to Falcon and Winter Soldier, which is the third topic. But speaking of carrying these big stories that don't necessarily have to impact, and one of the massive reasons that's a thing, because March 25th, 2022, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness comes out.
Right.
That's going to be the big, between that and we'll get to another thing coming up here in a little bit with Ms. Marvel. I meant Miss America.
Right.
From them, with America Chavez, who is played by, I'm not going to try to pronounce her first name. Gomez.
Yeah.
By all accounts, great actress. She's going to be America Chavez, who is a dimension hopping, and I put lesbian because I think it's of note, a dimension hopping lesbian with flight and super strength. She's Hispanic. Mm-hmm. She's lesbian, and she's going to be a very important character because we are going to now get the multiverse, and everyone's returning for this thing. Right. And we're also, not only are we going to see all that, but this is going to tie into the Spider-Man franchise as well.
Right. WandaVision's setting up the multiverse for those two movies.
Yeah, and that's going to allow them to tell these stories. Now, I do trust that Marvel, even if they have these giant stories, they're going to converge at one point.
Oh, yeah.
But the multiverse is going to allow them to operate independently of each other, at least until they decide to make that happen.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on Doctor Strange other than, man... I mean, like, where's our... Let's see some set picks and some
trailers. Yeah, I want to see something from it. Rumors have been it's going to be more of a horror movie than anything we've seen.
Well, they actually list it as a horror adventure movie is what they listed in the investor. Because they explained all these to these people the best way they could without spoilers.
Right.
But yeah, that... It's hopefully... And I'm not blaming Marvel for New Mutants.
Yeah.
But that's what we were told New Mutants was going to be.
Yeah.
And then it just laid a turd.
Yeah. Well, that was Fox, so Fox has been known to do that with their properties.
So we're going to see them do it. And again, talking about what you, and I believe you brought this up when it came to New Mutants, that you allow your kids to watch these movies with you, and you were a little hesitant about a quote-unquote scary superhero movie.
Yeah.
Do you feel a little more comfortable with Marvel themselves doing it?
I do, because it's going to be probably at worst PG-13.
Yeah, so, that's going to be.
So a lot of the scare of a rated R horror movie won't be there.
Well, look at what's that movie, those movies with the husband and wife that's quote-unquote based on real people. They all do those PG-13 scary movies that have become a thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. I can't think of it.
I wish I, at the top of my head, could think of it. But they have a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And it's the same. It's that Vera Farmiga or whatever. Yeah. And the guy who's cool and everything. But, I mean, you can make a scary movie.
Yeah.
I think, I could be wrong, but, well, no, never mind. I was going to say, I thought that Sam Raimi's last scary movie, the one with the Gate to Hell or whatever. That was a R because I remember the language.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that gory.
Right.
So you can do a good scary movie. And you're going to do it with Doctor Strange, who's got near omnipotent power for a guy on Earth. So that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun to see it cross into. The one thing you're not going to hear us talk about in here other than a couple of spots. This, the main spot. We don't have a Spider-Man coming in 2021. They didn't even talk about a Spider-Man at the investor meeting.
Right. It is coming 2021. It's November.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, but they didn't talk about that because it was a Disney investor, and that's a co-branded product.
Right.
But so you're not going to hear us talk about a lot other than this will play a big role into that new film.
Right.
So I'm excited about that. The next one. You brought it up just a second ago. The buddy cop comedy for this, Falcon and Winter Soldier. That's going to be March 2021. And as you said, there's going to be three of these that go back to back to back on Disney Plus.
Actually, what I'm hearing is it might not be a week this year, other than this Friday, where we won't have something new from Marvel.
Because
they're going to have What If, and they'll
I put this as a note at the end where we have our thoughts, but I'll get into that right now. Other than The Mandalorian, this is the Disney Plus app paying dividends.
Oh, fine. Yeah.
This is what we've waited on. I would argue that were I in control of Disney Plus, I would have launched it when these were closer to ready. Because after we watched The Mandalorian Season 1, there was a good 8-9 months of nothing.
Well, there was the Clone Wars stuff in February,
but that's a very small
group of people.
Yeah. But. And trust me, I'm going to watch that, and I like it, but it wasn't anything new. There was, they gave us some movies to help, but that wasn't due to the app. That was COVID that caused the movies to come out. What was it? There was a movie on there that I watched. The one where the kid is his dad is Colin Farrell, and he goes missing, and he's like a spy, but all this alien tech and stuff. It was a movie. It was on Disney Plus. It's a good movie. Me and Hayden watched it. We liked it.
Yeah, check it out.
It was absolutely going to be a big franchise for him, but did not work.
Artemis Fowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was good.
Was it?
That was one that they put on there because it didn't go to theaters.
Right.
And yeah, solid movie.
Yeah.
Fun movie. Kind of like, you know, not in the same, definitely the same tone, but, well, the, not the same plot or genre, but the same tone of an Enola Holmes where the young kid's the star of it. And
yeah.
It's very action-packed. The stakes are high without being, you know, scary.
So if things wouldn't happen with COVID, we would already have Falcon and Winter Soldier, and I think WandaVision would already be going.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because they were looking at fall to start kicking those shows off, but they had to push them all back.
The newest trailer for Falcon and Winter Soldier looked good, and I got to tell you what, Endgame has been out and with us for so long, it's now on TBS and things like that. Wasn't anything on TV really yesterday when I got done working, so I just, it was on, so I turned it on. Even with commercial breaks, it's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or, no, it wasn't that one. It was, they were doing the entire Marvel run that they had, and Civil War, still one of the great films,
it's
man.
It's one of my favorites.
It, yeah, it's in the top five.
Yeah.
And, but the just, if you want to know, if there's, you can watch all the trailers for Falcon and Winter Soldier, but if you want to know why this movie's worth watching, watch the battle at the airport.
Yeah.
Just the Winter Soldier and, Falcon together running from Spider-Man, trying to fight Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's the best stuff.
Yeah, it was.
It's awesome. The next thing they showed, and I'm going to tell you why I got my hopes for this are elevated. May 7th, 2021 should have been out already, but it didn't. Black Widow.
Yeah.
Marvel specifically called out that they are committed to a theatrical release regardless of what happens. And I think that they're committed to a theatrical release because unlike DC, Marvel knows they have a billion-dollar film right here.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's why. Yeah. I think they know the film is going to be that good. I think this is going, not poo-pooing on one, the first Wonder Woman, because it did, it, you know, we had a female director, we had a female starring movie. It was a decent movie.
Yeah.
Not a great movie, but a decent movie. I've still not watched the second one. By all accounts, it's not worth watching. I mean, it's worth watching, but it's not something I need to get HBO Max to watch.
Right.
I think this is going to be the opposite. I think I truly feel like this movie's got high expectations for women empowerment. Mm-hmm. It's got high expectations for being a good Marvel movie, and I think it's going to deliver on both of them.
And we'll get Taskmaster.
Oh, boy, is that going to be awesome?
I know.
Two things that we've been wanting since this whole – since Spider-Man and X-Men were movies.
Yeah.
There's been two things I've wanted. I've wanted a good Taskmaster, and I've wanted a good Deathstroke.
Yeah.
And we've not got either one of those yet.
Yeah.
Well, we did get good Deathstroke in DC Universe and on the cartoon, Justice League Unlimited, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm excited about that. Well, we've also wanted a good Doctor Doom, but I'm okay with Marvel doing the Doctor Doom.
Right.
After that, they talked about three movies together. Well, I'm sorry. With the Black Widow, they lumped three things together. They've lumped in Black Widow, Shang-Chi, and The Legend of the Ten Rings, which is out July 9th, 2021. And then the Eternals. We'll get to the Eternals in a second. Have you seen anything from Shang-Chi?
No, they haven't released anything.
And it's wrapped.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yep.
I hope that's because COVID allowed them to keep secrets.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping too.
But yeah, you got to think theatrical trailer is coming soon, right?
Yeah.
It's January. They usually market things for a year, you know.
Maybe it's Super Bowl?
That Super Bowl makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, Super Bowl makes sense. I mean, we're only what 5 weeks away, 6 weeks away from that.
No, not even.
Not even is it?
It's usually first Sunday in February.
Yeah, I didn't know with the schedule the way that with it is and
I don't know if they've changed that.
And hopefully we have games that aren't delayed because of you see the Browns head coach is not going to be there. It sucks.
Yeah.
After that, we have the Eternals coming November 5th. All I've seen is concept designs and a sexy, ripped Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah. Some of the toy packages are coming out, so you get to see a little more of the costumes. But
this is my least anticipated of all the things that they announced.
Yeah.
I know Neil Gaiman wrote it, and everybody said, well, that's the good one to read. I didn't like it.
Yeah, it didn't stick with me.
There was that one when Marvel Max had an imprint and they had it and there was a lot of nudity. Outside of that, there was no reason to read it.
Yeah.
I hope it works out. I have a problem when you have these. One thing I do have a problem with whether it's Marvel, whether it's DC in the films, and they do something that they don't have to do in comics. Every time they have a new one or a new character, they make them more powerful.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we have, not just because I'm a homer for Hulk. Hulk should be the strongest.
Oh, yeah.
That's the benchmark.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you get Thor. Thor's got all these other weapons. Well, then when Captain Marvel came out, I was like, well, she's the most. She could probably defeat Thanos by herself there. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
No, she can't. You know, but she is awesome.
Yeah.
But she's not that awesome. Well, there's no way around it. The Eternals are almost as powerful as you can get.
Yeah, they are.
It's going to be weird how that fits into the whole thing.
Right. Until we get Sentry, they might be the level.
You think we'll get a Sentry?
I think eventually we do.
It'd be the cool thing about Sentry, and this is a spoiler warning, so if case this movie comes out in the next 5 years, you guys heard it here first. The fact that his biggest enemy is himself,
yeah,
his split personality, that would play well in a story on film.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they could really highlight mental illness.
They could get M. Night Shyamalan to direct it.
Yeah.
It'd be what a twist. Yeah. Remember Robot Chicken?
Yeah.
After the Eternals, which I don't know if I said it, November 5th is Eternals of this year. Then we get the next thing up for Disney Plus, May of 2021, Loki.
Yes.
And you want to talk about Easter eggs.
Oh, yeah.
There's a trailer filled with, and I got a feeling this show is going to be filled with a million Easter eggs.
Yeah.
And it's a crime series.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
A time-traveling crime series.
Yeah, he's being hunted by, who was it?
The TVA.
Yeah, but who's the actor playing?
Owen Wilson.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, geez, Loki. I mean, gosh, we got to catch you. If there's somebody that can pull off a Disney non-cussing, it could be Owen Wilson.
Yeah. And they're giving Loki the modern look from the comic book with the smaller horns and...
Also, the female Loki that we saw from the comic book. And we'll get to female Asgardians here in a little bit. But that's going to be... I got to tell you, not to be too creepy for people, but a female Loki is about as sexy as anything's ever been drawn in the comic books. It's kind of hard to realize that you're attracted to someone who is essentially a guy still. So that I'm excited. Anything else about that one?
No, I'm just curious who's going to show up in it. I mean, what kind of multiverse stuff they could do with that.
Yeah, lots.
And like,
well, I guess we should say, for those that don't know, the way we get a Loki is because of the events of Endgame, mm-hmm. when he picks up the cube and disappears.
Yeah.
Thus splitting, like, who was it that Doctor Strange's character?
Ancient One.
The Ancient One explained to Mark Ruffalo, Bruce Banner, how once you remove it, if you don't put it exactly back, and they couldn't put that one exactly back.
Right.
So that timeline is split, and that's why Loki is alive, and he will have an impact on present-day Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
That's not a cop-out. That's good storytelling. Yeah. I mean, it could that's an ex machina from, you know, way back, but it's the way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so... that takes me maybe, and I know the 10-year-old Jeremy in me says this is what I'm most excited about. Summer 2021, Disney Plus, the What If animated series.
Oh, the preview looked amazing.
I'm so excited for that. For those that don't know, we talked about this on the show a little bit. What If is just that. It's some of Marvel's biggest stories, and what if something had changed, usually for the worst.
Yeah.
Occasionally, there'd be a comedic take on something, especially in a short form. But usually, whatever the what if is not good for people.
Right.
But they were not always great.
And I think they've changed that a little bit for this, because the Peggy Carter is the super soldier aspect of it.
Yeah.
Really interesting. T'Challa, the new Star-Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot. I mean... Absolutely, they're going to be more upbeat.
Yeah.
This was just happened to be the way comics were in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
But like that, we're getting a Marvel Zombies from it.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Original Marvel Zombies. Then it got convoluted, too many stories. But that first story arc was hilarious.
Yeah.
Then after that, the next thing they announced was Miss Marvel on Disney Plus in 2021. For those that don't know, that's Kamala Khan. That is also another minority-led female. Mm-hmm. This is a teenage girl who gets powers. Well, first off, we should say her whole gimmick is that she's obsessed, in a good way, not in a creepy way, with Captain Marvel. And she gets her own superpowers from the Terrigen Mists from the Inhumans, and this gives her like stretchy strength, all kinds of real quirky looking things that'll play on there. I forget the actress that's playing her. What's her name?
It's Iman Vellani.
You've seen her in some stuff.
Yeah.
But the impact of this series in particular will tie into Captain Marvel 2 that they said. So that'll be exciting.
Yes, because she will show up as Miss Marvel in Captain Marvel
2. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And her costume is a variation of a Captain Marvel costume that we haven't seen in the films.
Right. Like the 70s, 80s
version. It was a very early Captain Marvel, so it'll be fun. It'll be pretty cool overall. The other thing they went to, and I got to tell you too, again, talking about the importance of the shows they do and something that, you know, Disney is, whether it's good or bad, it doesn't matter how you look at it. There's a threat that people will say, well, Disney Plus is just kowtowing to the Me Too, kowtowing to all the social justice warriors and stuff. Sometimes, like I've said this too, when they take a character and change the character just because of what's going on in the world, it's not always a good thing.
Right.
If you could tell a great story, which Jason Aaron ended up doing with Thor, and we'll get to that in a little bit, or in this case, when you just tell an awesome story where the girl happens to be, and she is Indian, right?
Yeah.
And not Native American, but right. From India. When you just tell a great story, it doesn't matter where you're from or what sex you are, it's just a great story.
And a lot of the creators that are making these new characters like her are minorities of some kind.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Ta-Nehisi Coates is writing Captain America, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I like it better than this Black Panther run.
Yeah.
And I had a comment on this show or on, I think it was on Facebook, maybe I talked about it on this. On the one episode, I think there's less pressure for him to write the white Captain America than there was for him to write the Black Panther.
Right.
Just because, you're a black guy with that name writing an African comic book, it's got to be awesome or you're going to let us down.
Right.
And he told it by, it's not a bad story.
No.
It's good. But his Captain America is awesome. But back to Miss Marvel, this is a very good deal for little girls, especially little girls that aren't of white skin color.
Yeah.
And it'll be fun. I have high hopes for everything.
Yeah, and I mean that was the impact Black Panther had was black kids got to see
that movie
that looked
like
them. So yeah, I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, and that leads us to the next thing they talked about. And I'll just tell you right now, in 2021, in Disney Plus, due to my unending love for Matt Fraction and Aja's run, Hawkeye. And Haley Steinfeld looks awesome in the suit.
Yes.
As Arrow Girl, or she's actually Hawkeye. For those that don't know, in the show, she's Hawkeye.
She takes over the mantle, kind of. Yeah.
But they're going to do this, and I think this is another one where people are going to be a little taken aback, because again, it focuses on the non-superhero life, what it's like to be a superhero on your day off or on your time off. That's what Matt Fraction's run was about. And I know that might sound, well, that's kind of ho-hum, but it was hilarious.
It was incredible.
It was one of the best things you've ever read. And with Jeremy Renner, it's going to play well.
Yeah. And again, Kate Bishop is setting up potentially young
Avengers. Yeah, young Avengers, is going to be awesome. It could be awesome.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great characters that's out, and we'll get to one of them coming up here in a little bit too. But that leads me to the next thing. And you brought this up earlier when we were talking about... Loki.
Yeah.
Anyone could pop up. Well, Feige himself said that you're going to be a surprise at who shows up in this next franchise in 2022, Disney Plus, She-Hulk. For those that don't know, Jen Walters is a very successful attorney. She's one of two very successful attorneys, even though one, he keeps screwing it himself up by sabotaging his life, and that's Matt Murdock, who's Daredevil. Jen Walters is a really successful attorney. It's going to be part courtroom drama, part action.
Yeah.
And they said she's going to be, her specialty is going to be representing superpowered people. So we're going to see a lot of cameos in this.
And I was wondering if we're going to see Matt Murdock in it.
Her going against each other, or maybe being on the same team. Who knows? Calling in a specialist, you know. Tatiana Maslany.
Yes.
Yeah, and you've seen her before. She's played a tough girl in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
The good news, two good things that they did say, that Mark Ruffalo will be in it. from time to time, as well as Timothy Roth's Abominations coming back.
Which, one of the things I've not liked is when Marvel's been using a villain, especially a big one for the character, they've just kind of left them after they've used them once.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good to see him coming back playing this role again.
I get why movies do it, but typically for those that don't read comics, when a bad guy gets beat, that bad guy's coming back with not a year, 2 years, 3 years, sometime down the road.
Yeah.
Some of these movies are very finite. Now, they did loophole Thanos to where you could find a Thanos again, even though they defeated him a couple times. There can still be a Thanos.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one's going to be fun. I'm a sucker for courtroom things. I watch A Few Good Men every single time it's on TV.
Yeah.
So it could be fun. Going to be some quirky dialogue, I think, coming out of it.
Oh, yeah.
The next property they talk about, it's to be determined when it comes out, Disney Plus. Not a lot of detail being given. I will say this, people. Do not dismiss this as Marvel's version of Batman. Moon Knight is going to be awesome. Moon Knight has the most severe split personality disorder among all the heroes in all of the comic books. And they're all very different looking when he is in those personalities as Moon Knight.
And we could see episodes where it's a different Moon Knight every single time.
Kind of like when after Heath Ledger died and they were making the Monty Python movie, Terry Gilliam movie where they had to,
like, Matt Damon was his character later.
They had to replace him, so, and it worked out because it was a different story every time he climbed into the thing, so a different person played him. That could happen here.
Yeah.
And it would be cool. And it's Mark Spector is a rich guy, but he's got a lot of demons, so you're going to want to watch it. It's going to be cool. I can't wait to see. And I'll tell you, you talk about visually, the fact that it's a character that does operate mostly at night, and he's as white as a costume as you'll ever see, they're going to make it work good.
So what I found curious was they didn't announce Oscar Isaac as...
Not yet.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if they're still in negotiations with him, if that got leaked early. He's got a lot on his plate.
Boy, he's got a lot on his plate with Disney alone.
Yeah.
You know, you can't expect me to think we've seen the last of Poe, so...
No, because there's rumors that the Rogue Squadron movie is going to be set with him.
I would be okay with that.
I would too.
Yeah. In fact, I think he could lead a film as that guy. Oscar Isaac's an Oscar-winning actor for Llewellyn Davis.
Yeah.
He's not Llewellyn. Yeah, it was Llewellyn Davis. Yeah. He's an amazing actor. He was in, Ex Machina?
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of very artsy, independent, Oscar-worthy films. And then it seems like every time he's put in a role where he's like, oh, this is going to be a massive success, it's not done well.
Yeah, Apocalypse.
But if he's in that as a Rogue Squadron, I just take my money. Yeah. Because we already know he's one of the bright spots in films that I didn't really care for overall. So, but the next thing we talk about in the Marvel Universe, this one will be interesting. And one of the things we're going to talk about at the end of this is, not a complaint, but one question I have for you. But the next thing, Secret Invasion, to be determined, Disney Plus, Sam Jackson and Ben Mendelsohn hunting down Skrulls, which could be fun because they're going to be shapeshifters, and that's going to be a close to a spy type thing.
Yeah. It's going to be very different than the comic too, because the comic they had them set up as the bad guy of the series, which I thought we were going to get in Captain Marvel, but then they did the whole swerve and they were really the aliens in need.
Yeah, that's a good point. And for those that are big comic book fans and didn't know this was coming out, I wouldn't get your hopes up about what actually Secret Invasion the story arc was compared to the TV show.
Right.
The fact that it's not a big budget movie means that we're going to get a much smaller scale, but it still could be fun. Speaking of something fun, this could be fun, and it's completely out of nowhere for the MCU, Ironheart.
Yes.
To be determined, Disney Plus. I don't know anything about Dominique Thorne. Apparently, she's a newcomer. She's going to be Riri Williams, who's an uber 15-year-old genius, second really only to Stark in her ability to invent robots and whatnot. And but she's also a black girl.
Mm-hmm.
And was a very well-received character when she came out in Marvel. Now, she doesn't have her own series anymore, but it was people enjoyed the character, and a lot of us, when Iron Man died, spoiler if you haven't seen Endgame, thought Riri was going to be needed to be brought in sooner to be the choice, and then there was the rumor that it's the boy from that he saved in Iron Man 2 or 3. Iron Man 3.
Yeah,
3. Yeah, 3. And he was at the funeral.
Yeah. Or even his daughter, possibly.
Yeah, or even his daughter, which wouldn't bother me if it's a good story, but it seems like a cheap plot device.
Yeah.
But Riri Williams would be a good one.
Yeah.
They're going to need to, it's going to need to be good in order for that to happen.
Yeah, and the thing about her story to start out, her AI was Tony Stark.
Yes.
So are they going to be able to get Robert Downey Jr. to come back to voice it? Do they get someone that can sound like him?
Well, I did, you know, his other Disney property did not do well.
No.
And he is supposedly one of the final candidates to be Admiral Thrawn.
Yeah, I saw that.
So he's not out of the universe. Right. And if it's his voice,
yeah, that's so much easier fine. For
yeah,
him.
It's fun. Yeah, it's he can mail that in all day.
Yeah.
If I were a betting man, though, I would bet she will not end up being Iron Man, quote unquote Iron Man. If I were a betting man, Shuri will be Black Panther.
Yeah.
Before she is Iron Man.
Yeah.
Because that seems like easy storytelling too, but it's also very cool.
Yeah.
It's a sister.
And it happened in the comic at one point too.
Yeah, and we're gonna get to that too. I guess we could just jump ahead. It's actually the second to last thing they brought up, but. That said, Black Panther 2, July 8th of 2022, we do know the rewrites have to be heavily done. They are in pre-production on this. They will not replace Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa with another actor, but they can replace the Black Panther with another character that we've seen or not seen or something.
So Shuri or M'Baku would be the two.
Shuri, it makes more sense than M'Baku. And I got to tell you this. If they could somehow throw a curveball at us that Michael B. Jordan's not dead.
Oh, I know.
That would be a pretty awesome one. That'd be a redemption story. He's proven he's a warrior.
Yeah.
And as great as Chadwick Boseman was, and he was great in every Marvel movie he was in, Michael B. Jordan just jumped off the screen.
Oh, he did.
As what's his name?
Killmonger.
Killmonger, yeah. Almost called him Killraven or Killgrave.
Yeah. It's almost a waste that he was only in one movie.
Oh, absolutely, because he was so goddamn good. The only problem I had with Black Panther, there were one complaint, one problem. My one complaint was that it was a 4.5 out of 5. Mm-hmm. People so badly wanted it to be the most amazing film that they called it a 5 out of 5. That bothers me with people, but it's still a great movie.
Yeah.
The only knock on the film is the final fight is very anticlimactic when they're fighting down on the train track and the thing. But they redeem it by having the sunset and holding each other and stuff. Great. Yeah, Michael B. Jordan would be awesome.
Yeah.
And it's a story, again, we could figure it out. Maybe somebody could use an alternate timeline to get him as a kid before he goes bad.
I said that would have been a great what-if story. But I know Chadwick Boseman filmed a couple what-ifs, so that could be a possible one.
Oh, God, that'd be so good for Black Panther 2.
T'Chaka takes Killmonger with him.
Yeah.
That would be a great what if.
That would be. The next thing that they did announce, going back into the order, was Armor Wars, to be determined, Disney Plus. Main star is going to be War Machine. Mm-hmm. Arguably the second most famous. I would argue that Demon in a Bottle is the most famous storyline, followed by Armor Wars.
Yeah.
And then third would be the Extremists, I think.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Armor Wars for me was the pinnacle of Iron Man when it was out. It'll be fun. It's essentially the whole premise of this, and it's a series.
Yeah.
Limited series. I didn't see if it.
Yeah. I think
a lot of these are going to be limited series with these massive stars.
Yeah. Probably 4 to 6 episodes.
Yeah. And all about stolen tech in the hands of other people, and War Machine's got to get it back.
And I actually think this will work better than as an Iron Man story. Because with Iron Man dead, no one's there to really control what's out there.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. It makes sense that Rhodey has to do it. Yeah. Then they did a. Go ahead.
With that, I hope we get Justin Hammer back.
Oh yeah, that would
be
awesome. That would
be a perfect place to put him back in.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I didn't think of that
Sam Rockwell is wasted too if you only use him for one movie.
Sam Rockwell. Over the holidays and over Christmas break, I hadn't watched this movie. I think I'd have only seen this movie one time in my entire life, and it was at the theater. Not because it was a bad movie. It's a fantastic movie, but Green Mile was on.
Yeah.
And I had forgotten that Sam Rockwell was in that, and he's fucking awesome.
Yes, he is.
Um, But the next thing they do introduce, they combo introduce this Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special 2022 Disney Plus. The only thing of note that I have about this was that James Gunn is going to film this while filming Guardians 3.
Yeah, and it'll be a one episode.
It's gonna be kind of. It's gonna be. I got a feeling Disney's gonna do this every year with a different franchise. They did the Star Wars Holiday Special. Yeah. They're gonna do the Guardians Holiday Special, and then we're gonna get a to be determined limited series. I Am Groot.
Yeah,
with Baby Groot as the star.
There are animated shorts.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, and they said there's gonna be a lot of new and unusual characters. That's about all they said.
Hopefully, we see some Rocket from time to time in it. Yeah. Then the next thing, they didn't give a lot of details under the fact that this still is in development. To be determined, Blade with Marisala Ali. That's it. Yeah, great actor.
Yes.
Blade could be cool.
Yeah.
You know, Blade could be cool. And
especially if they can tap into that first Blade movie, that Wesley Snipes one.
Yeah, the very original one. Yeah. You know, I don't hate the Del Toro one either.
Yeah.
The second one, right? Yeah. Third one is awful.
Yeah.
But the first one, I mean, there was a time in my life where one of my best friends in Springfield, because that was right in the heart of our early 20s.
Yeah.
When it was on DVD.
Yep.
Every time we'd all rendezvous at his house to get ready to go out and we'd be pre-gaming, he'd put Blade on because it hyped him up to go out.
That opening scene with the bloodbath was just incredible.
Whole movie.
Yeah.
The whole movie's solid. Can't hate on the whole movie. Next thing, Thor, Love and Thunder, May 2022. Taika Waititi still in charge of this, so it's going to be awesome.
Yep.
I mentioned this earlier. This will see a female Thor in Natalie Portman reprising her character, and she will hoist the Mjolnir and become female Thor, which happened in the comics. Jason Aaron's run, very critically praised run.
The Mighty Thor.
Also of note, Christian Bale will be Gore the God Butcher, will be the main bad guy in this. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome.
Yep, and we'll get the Guardians in it.
Yeah, we'll get the Guardians in it. And this is going to probably, I think I've heard some musings that this is going to give us an idea what Avengers is going to look like, or the next team is going to look like.
It's quite possible, yeah.
That's one thing I heard that, you know, they want, because, you know, May 2022, you're starting to get in that time frame where it's time to give this the next, where are we going with Phase 4?
Right.
And I hope that is about to be unveiled at the end of this. The next film, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, to be determined.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is Kang the Conqueror is going to be the bad guy, and that's going to be freaking awesome.
So Jonathan Majors is playing him.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah. Good casting. I'm in.
You'll have Ant-Man, Wasp, Hank Pym, Janet Van Dyne back.
I'll say this. The first one was fucking great.
Yeah.
The second one was a darn good movie, but I forget about it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It just wasn't the same as the first one.
Right. It was more of a setup for Infinity War and Endgame.
Yeah, and yeah, it absolutely was. I mean, in fact, it was the sole reason we have Endgame happened.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was Ant-Man showing them how to time travel, essentially. We did mention Black Panther 2 was the second to last thing, but the very last thing they showed, and God, let's all cross our fingers, Fantastic Four, to be determined. The only rumors that we saw is John Krasinski so far is Reed Richards. And all we do know is Spider-Man Far From Home, Spider-Man Homecoming, John Watts will direct it. Who did those? It's a good person to do it.
Yeah.
Nothing else is known there. The only thing I'll say this for old Marvel, it's your first time attempting this, but it's still it's third time's the charm or three strikes you're out as a whole. So,
right.
And my big fingers are crossed that this film alone will set up the big bad guy in Doctor Doom.
Yeah.
Because he's so big.
Yeah.
Or at least give us a Galactus.
Yeah.
Because that could happen
too. Yeah, either way, I mean, you're going to get Eternals,
who's not a horde of locusts like he was in
a giant cloud.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully, they could even have him kind of interact with Kang and get that all set up, too.
Oh, yeah.
They have a lot of back and forth in the comics.
For those that don't know, I said this, I think, on the show, Kang has handed it to the Avengers over and over. Really, the only guy that is out, I mean, sure, Ultron's kicked their butts, but they've always beat Ultron. Thanos has kicked their butts. They've always came back to be. Kang usually just gets his way.
Yeah.
He's not evil for evil's sake, but he is a bad guy.
Yeah.
And he does need to be beat, but sometimes they can't beat him in the comics. Very good series. If they've, if no one's is Avengers Forever, was a great 12-issue maxi series, and it's probably my favorite Kang story. So, and I think it's Alan Davis art, which is fucking beautiful.
Yeah, Kurt Busiek.
Yeah, Kurt Busiek written, Alan Davis art. Alan Davis, JLA the Nell. He was beautiful on Arrowverse. That was an Image book, I think, or like a DC Wildstorm or something. That was a very good book where there was dragons and people flew everywhere. Just great art. Great art. That was all they announced.
Right.
But so now that we went through that, that was 40 minutes. 40 minutes. Could you imagine how long that meeting was?
Well, we were out seeing Christmas lights that night, but I had my phone out the whole time. I'm like
blowing up
through everything. I'm like, holy. I'm like, kids, get a load of this.
Blowing up. I'll tell you my first thought. I did mention that, you know, this is Disney Plus app paying dividends. The only fear I got reading through the timeline of when some of these movies, these to-be-determined movies and stuff are coming out, man, you got a lot of actors getting long in the tooth to be making superhero stuff.
Yeah.
You do see them starting to transition with some younger group. You do have a Spider-Man franchise, which if you can help keep the co-producing rights to it, you have a very young Tom Holland. But I'm telling you, Sam Jackson ain't got a lot of these movies left. It. Robert Downey Jr. probably doesn't have a lot of these movies. Yeah. I think Hemsworth could pull it off for a little while.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't have man, even a Benedict Cumberbatch. Doctor Strange can be pulled off for a while, but you got a lot of guys that are going to be replaced at some point. Jeremy Renner, no spring chicken.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd say Paul Rudd, but he looks exactly the same. Yeah, he always has.
But you're right. Paul Rudd, with the exception of Sam Jackson, Paul Rudd's the oldest of all of them.
Yeah.
You know? He's the most beautiful 50-year-old man in the world. You know? Let's don't rank them or anything, but what's the one if you had to put your finger on the most exciting thing that's coming out, what's your most excited one that you're most excited about?
Part of me wants to say WandaVision, just because that's the soonest.
It's going
to
be great. There's something about the immediacy of it that makes it.
Especially going a year without anything.
Absolutely, Oh, man, I can't believe we're a week away.
I know.
As this episode releases, one calendar week away.
Yeah. I think What If. I think What If's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm super excited about What If.
Yeah.
And the animation looks so good.
Yeah.
I'm with you there.
The other thing I'm looking forward to is, I've mentioned it twice already, but the potential for the Young Avengers. And it might not be the Young Avengers we saw in the comic book. It might be more of a combination.
Because we've not seen a Wiccan and a Hulkling, but we can see Wiccan.
Yeah, Wiccan, possible. The Secret Invasion could have Hulkling.
I tell you who would. Yeah, Hulkling would be great. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what I would like to see, a Marvel boy.
Yeah.
Because he could be the asshole of the team.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is smart in a way that he's like Tony Stark. Yeah. He is a fighter in the way that he's Black Panther or Captain America. In fact, he may be one of the most adaptable characters in all of it. And again, you can tie him in with Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel.
Right.
So, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
He's a cockroach. That's what, that's what's amazing about him. How about... I know it's hard to say least excited, but which one, if these were all major motion pictures coming out near the same time, would you least be inclined to go see at the theater?
I want to say Eternals.
Same way with me. I think we're on the same page.
Yeah. With Guardians of the Galaxy, it was so different, but I was familiar with it a lot more.
Yeah. You've got things like Firefly, which fits the same vein. Eternals is going to be, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's like Jupiter Ascending is the closest field to Eternals. And that movie was a pile of shit.
Yeah. that makes me really nervous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably that out of everything. I don't think I'll care about the I Am Groot too much. I'll probably watch them all because my son is...
Well, what excites me about the I Am Groot, did you see the Mickey Mouse and cartoons that they came out with a year or two ago that were just like 6-7 minute shorts and they just came out in between?
Yeah.
Those are amazing.
Yeah.
If this is like that, or like before in between watching your Disney or your shows, they show you one or two, that could be super cool.
Yeah, and they've always done them right with the Pixar shorts.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only way, because that's the only way that works. You can have too much sugar.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a lot of sweetness.
Well, see, and I think just the scale of what we're getting with everything, and then the cartoon shorts just...
Also, he's going to be a teenager in the next film, so right. These are...
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
They'll be fun.
But you're right. If it were a show, I would be like, okay.
Yeah.
But if it's going to be a short...
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time going down that. I hope it wasn't very... I hope it was exciting enough, because I don't think we gave too much insight, but I do think that people who aren't a fan of Marvel or don't read the books, they're going to get a little bit out of that. But since we not ran long doing that, let's just run right into Throw It to Missy segment.
Okay.
She's not here to give us anything. So I have watched a handful of shows this week, some shows that the world is in love with, and... I don't want to poo-poo on them, but I don't understand the complete infatuation, and I think we can start there. We're about two episodes away from finishing Cobra Kai Season 3, and I thought Season 1 was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Season 2 leaned into the melodrama.
Yeah.
I think Season 3 is leaning into the hacky, and I think it's on purpose. Like, for instance, there's a – I don't know if I told you this, but there's a scene where they're at the school – and they're essentially Daniel and his wife show up to protest the fact that some kids got disciplined, some didn't. Mm-hmm. They're saying no karate in school. And Daniel stands up and says, when I came to this school, I too was bullied. In the background, someone goes, I heard it was the other way around, which is a very meta joke.
Yes.
But that it tends to do that. There's a lot of not just meta jokes, but silly jokes.
Yeah.
And it is a good show, but I don't know that this season's really capturing that Karate Kid feel other than the flashbacks.
Right.
But man, oh man, everybody I know to a T on the interwebs, it's like, I've cried, I laughed, I felt good inside. I'm like, are we watching the same fucking show?
Yeah, I haven't started it yet. It's on my list to watch, but yeah, I've heard pretty much the same thing. It's just incredible, and everyone's raving about it.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's not Ted Lasso for me, a show that I just can't help it. One of my very good friends, he listens to the show, the Dean of Rap, wrote our original intro, Dusty. He recently fell. I guess he had not heard the episodes where I've talked to that Bill Lawrence, Scrubs fame, created it. He goes, everybody's been telling me to watch this.
Yeah.
If you had just told me Bill Lawrence would create it. And then he posted, he goes, I just can't. Love this show enough.
Yeah.
You know, and I put on there, you know, I said, it's a rare show that gives you a bunch of good characters and they never let you down. And my buddy Hao Pao, who's as cynical and a big asshole as it gets, he even chimed in saying, you know, it's just a show full of good people making you feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
And Cry Kid 3 doesn't do that for me. Again, if it's a 3.5 out of 5 for me. It's good.
Yeah.
It's not as good as Season 1. It's probably, for me, as good as Season 2.
Yeah.
In a different way. But still a good show. It's not... I mean, look. I know there's been some letdowns, so to speak, people have thought with Stranger Things, but every single season Stranger Things makes me happy.
Yeah.
Cobra Kai does not make me feel the way Stranger Things does.
Yeah.
Now, all that said, Billy Zabka is fucking great.
Yeah.
He's the best. And this season, he's even better. I'll tell you maybe what bothered me the most. I can't remember his name in real life, but the guy playing Kreese sucks.
Yeah.
As an actor.
Yeah, he does.
It's the same every time. I'm like, okay, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
And he's so quote unquote, so it's just all too easy. He takes over the gym. They're not making money.
Yeah.
He's just recruiting people for free, you know? So anyway, that's the first thing I have. You got anything for Throw It to Missy?
So at the Disney investor call, they announced Why the Last Man for FX.
Oh, that's absolutely right. I did hear that. I forgot about that. That doesn't fit into either one of our things. A much maligned show.
Yeah.
Very awesome comic book for those. Brian K. Vaughan.
Yeah.
65 issues, I want to say.
Something like that.
Yeah.
60, 65.
Yeah. I've read them all. I own a handful of the hardcovers, one or two. I've recently determined that some of my hardcovers are missing.
Yeah.
In fact, you see, for Christmas, I got Absolute Authority number one again to replace the original printing that I got, which is like a $600 book to if you have it. I don't know where it is. I have the slipcase for it and the dust jacket, which means a friend of mine somewhere has it. You can even see the original one is standing upright right there next to Metro, but the replacement's up top. That slipcase is like a $500 book that's not inside it. It's not making me happy.
Yeah.
But that means that it could be in a box somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's not in here, but I don't even know where we were going with that. What started that? You said
Why the Last Man.
Oh, why? Why is front to back an incredible story? Yeah. For those that don't know, it's about all the men on Earth die, just drop dead, except for one guy. And it, you know, why chromosome? Why the Last Man? York is his name. He has a monkey named Ampersand because his mom was an English teacher. There's along the way he has to kind of dress like he's in costume so people don't know he's the Last Man, because there's women that want to kill him because the Earth's better without men. There's women that want to mate him because they want to have kids. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things going on. And it's all the character York framed around. He's a stage wannabe magician, wannabe stage escape artist.
Yeah.
Very fun stories, very complex stories. Could be a very great show. And this it's been in development for what, the better part of 8 years now?
At least, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited. But now Disney owns Fox.
Yeah.
So it's going to get done.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. They say anything about actors, showrunners, or anything?
Diane Lane is going to be in it. They didn't say who she was going to be.
President.
Yeah, the president. But that's all they
makes
all
they sense, right? That makes sense, yeah.
Let's see. Josh Hawley is doing an Alien series.
Real quick, just so you guys know, don't be too shocked, and I bet they do it. There is a group of women in this world that are arrow shooter. They shoot. They're great hunters, mm-hmm. And their boob gets in the way, so they all chop their boob off to be able to hunt better and shoot their arrow better. So, Alien series. I want one to be so good, so bad. I started drawing an Alien picture a while back. I didn't finish it. I love Alien.
Yeah.
I'm someone that actually can enjoy Alien Resurrection.
Yeah.
Because of the Del Toro influence on it, you know. Even though he didn't direct it, it's a movie that made me happy. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And then they announced that there will be a Baymax cartoon. From Big Hero 6.
There was a Big Hero 6 cartoon for a little while. Bigger Hero 6 doesn't get enough love. That's a fucking amazing movie.
Oh, it is.
Cool, unique superpowers.
Yeah.
Just fun.
Oh,
just
yeah.
fun all the way around.
And many people don't realize it was a Marvel comic to begin with, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd argue that for a world without true superpowers, the main character's power with the little nanobots is as cool looking as anything you get.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for how great the first Incredibles was, Big Hero 6 probably would be up in the running for great superhero movies before we saw the Avengers stuff and stuff. That's awesome. One of the things I brought up, I recently started watching Alice in Borderland on Netflix.
Okay.
I don't know if it's already aired or if it's a co-production with some Asian TV, but it is essentially, I'll give you the brief setup. These three guys are kind of slackers. One's unbelievably brilliant with geometry. You see all the books in his house. The only thing that you have to do is you have to read the subtitles when they're texting or when there's signs on the building. But everything else, the dub's pretty clean.
Okay.
But it's three friends. They are slackers. They're not no ambition, haven't amounted to anything. One loses their job, one doesn't have a job, and one gets kicked out of his house, who's the main character. And they all meet up to go have a beer, but it's too early, so they end up getting into little shenanigans, running from the cops. Mm-hmm. And they hide in a subway bathroom. And when they're in there, the lights flicker. And when they come out, there's no one in the world.
Oh, wow.
And they're walking the streets, and they see a big building, and they're in a game, and they have no choice to play it. And you get killed. They find out very certain early that you get killed.
Yeah.
The action scenes are very, fight scenes are very awesome. There's about 8 to 10 other people that's in it. Mm-hmm. They come across a lot of people. It looks like the next big character in it is a female rock climber, mm-hmm. which adds for some cool elements as she scales these buildings and stuff. Because, like, every at the beginning of each episode, they draw the game starts and they get a card, and each suit means it's a different kind of challenge. Mm-hmm. Hearts being the worst because that means you tear the heart out of someone you love.
Yeah.
Like, figuratively.
Yeah.
Sometimes maybe literally. And then there's a difficulty assigned to the card value, how difficult the thing is. And it's bloody.
Yeah.
It's brutal. And it's got that, what's that movie with Gogo Yubari from Kill Bill that I loved? Battle Royale. It's got that kind of feel to it, only modern special effects and whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't know how many episodes there is. I'm 3-4 episodes into it, and I'm hooked.
All right. I'm going to add that to my list.
Yeah. And I'll jump to another one, and then you give me one of yours. This one is very happy and very sad all at the same time. Mm-hmm. I came to the party late on Letterkenny.
Yeah.
So over the last few weeks, I've had to shotgun Letterkenny as I was locked down for work and having holidays.
Yeah.
And I did. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Letterkenny's new season dropped.
Yeah.
And because I had shotgunned the other ones, I had not realized that Letterkenny's only seven episodes long.
Yeah.
So I watched all seven episodes wanting more, and I'm not getting any more for a
little while. I know. It's
going to
be a while.
No let down on the show. No, the show's still amazing, but it came and gone so quick.
And it left on another cliffhanger.
Yeah, absolutely. His spoiler, I won't go too deep. I don't give a fuck. Spoiler warning on a comedy. Eat my ass. The girl that broke his heart the second time, who he was engaged to, showed back up. He's been ignoring her calls for the better part of two seasons.
Yeah.
And she shows up at the end.
And his sister's ex-boyfriend showed up too.
Yeah, who got his ass beginning to a season.
Yeah.
They're all great.
Yeah.
But when they fight the Americans with the American and Canadian Army guys,
yes.
that's hilarious. That was hilarious. Yeah. Scorched Earth was the title of that episode.
Yes.
And it was all because of Katie. It was going scorched earth. It was going to sleep with all of them.
Yeah.
Katie, oh, by the way, I said this one to Bender. I have no problem saying this. I don't care if how sexist it sounds. Letterkenny, a collection of the hottest female characters in the history of TV on one show.
Yes.
Not a dog in the bunch.
No.
What else do you got?
I was going to start some new TV, but then I saw on HBO Max a Batman the Animated Series.
Oh, you're going to let the kids run that? It's the greatest animated show of all time.
I watched 12 episodes today. And then Will got home from school, and I'm like, come watch it. I've been telling you about it, and he got sucked in.
That more than anything is reason enough to get HBO Max.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to have the box sets on DVD.
Yeah.
Who knows where those go over the years. Also, can't wait for you to get – maybe we should do an episode where we actually do a minute-by-minute breakdown of the I Almost Got Him stories the kid one, not the Almost Got Him. That's a great one.
Yeah.
But the one where the kids are doing Tales of the Batman, Tales of the Dark Knight.
Yep.
And they do the Joel Schumacher running joke throughout the episode.
Yeah.
We should do that. That's maybe one of the single greatest episodes of TV of all time.
Yeah.
But that's good.
Yeah.
That's worth watching.
I got so excited when I saw it today.
The last thing I brought in my, I brought two more, I hand wrote one, and we'll just talk about this on the way out. Doctor Who special, the annual Christmas special. I liked it. Watched it today as I was working. I worry that the new car smells kind of disappearing off Doctor Who, and I don't think it has anything to do with a female doctor.
Yeah.
I think it has more to do with COVID and the erratic schedule that they're on now.
Yeah.
The positives of this, again, like a 3.5 out of 5, the positives was Captain Jack was back.
Yeah.
And he's one of the greatest characters in all of in the Whovian universe.
Yeah.
And anytime he's on screen, it's worth it. He's the omnisexual Captain Jack, hits on everything that moves. There's a lot of great jokes where, like, as soon as he sees the doctor, he has to bust her out of prison. She goes, have you had plastic surgery, or you had your face done? He goes, you should talk.
Yeah.
Like, and he keeps talking about how you don't look the same.
Yeah.
And but he never says, well, you're a woman now, but he alludes to it.
Is that John Barrowman?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The uber awesome John Barrowman.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the skit from G4 with John Barrowman and the Christmas? As soon as we're done here, I'm gonna bring it up.
Okay.
You're gonna pee yourself laughing so hard.
All right.
I'll give you some backstory real quick. It was a Christmas episode. It was when G4 was announced that it was disappearing.
Yeah.
Now, it's coming back,
yeah.
But it was disappearing. And they were essentially letting Jonah Ray and Matt Myra do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And then this happened, and that's why I'll set it up. If you haven't seen it, it's John Barrowman, G4, what was the name of their main, Attack of the Show.
Yeah.
Christmas special. Watch it. But and then at the very end of the episode of this special for Doctor Who, two of his three companions leave. It was overdue. Three companions is too many. Mm-hmm. And we get an announcement after the trailer that there's a new companion, and they show him. So I'm excited about that. But that's all I got. You got anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we just, man, somehow with having 63 different Marvel things to talk about, we clocked in right at an hour and 3 minutes. Unless you, oh no, the only thing I want to say is it's official. Tony Roberts is dead.
Yes.
Did you see
for real?
Did
I thought this was going to be the year of resurrection.
Yeah, which is way better than the year of death.
Oh yeah.
Unless zombies start coming back.
Yeah.
But did you see the video of the boyfriend?
No.
Which, by the way, Tony Roberts. Yes, she's old. Yeah. She was a Bond girl. She was that '70s show's hot mom.
Yep.
She's still pretty for her age.
Mm-hmm.
Her boyfriend is absolute white trash looking. And there's a video where because he's the one that announced to the world that she had died.
Yeah.
And it was all, if you've not heard, it was all because he was in the hospital and she grasped at him. She was in bad shape and she grasped at him and then she let go and fell asleep.
Yeah.
He assumed she was dead, didn't ask the doctors, didn't tell anyone, just went and told the world.
Wow.
And he's in the middle of an interview crying and he gets a phone call mid-interview and somebody says, you should answer this or you should talk to them.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's like, what? He goes, I'm in an interview and they're like, well, who is it? He goes, well, it's the doctors. They're telling me she's still alive. And he's like, well, oh, this is great news. And it's like fake tears. It's like, oh, this is the worst.
Yeah.
So yeah, 2021, year of the resurrection. Other than that, I don't have anything else. Tell everybody bye.
Bye.
I'm going to play music.
Don't have a dinner on the way out. So.